Нам Кришна Падая Кришна Пустая Утре. Шримати Бхакти Веданта Свами Бхакти Намати Намасте Сарасати Деви Гауравани Прачари Нигири Чеши Шаримари Пасча Чандрисхари. Джай Шри Кришна Чайтанья Прабху Нитянанда Шри Адвайта Гададха Шри Васади Гауравани. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. This is a nice setting, isn't it? Initiations are quite often far more public and big production. This is very different. It's very nice. So I think I can speak a little differently than I would if it was like, I speak far more personally to address our situation here. Initiation is a very important event in the journey of the soul back to Godhead. In thinking about this event, and particularly the setting that we could speak in a certain way, I was thinking of the verses of Bhagavad Gita where Krishna is describing to Arjuna the symptoms of knowledge, or the items of knowledge, and other than this, there's but nescience. So, the beginning of knowledge, different than the knowledge of jnana, the knowledge of bhakti, or the natural state of the soul. It's intrinsic. It's with the soul already. But by association, there's adau shraddha, there's preliminary faith. For those that are on the path of devotion, that preliminary faith is moved, nurtured, or grows to the next stage through association. You are all Krishna Smarana students, and you've been very, very carefully, meticulously nurtured to come to the stage of initiation and to go further and further. Through that sadhu sangha, association of sadhu, practices of devotion, the regulative standards of bhakti, not haphazard, not just put this together and that together and this together and then you're devoting and moving along the road and get initiated and don't really know what devotional service is, as sometimes happens. You're very, very fortunate in that the sadhu sangha that Krishna has sent you away has been very, very carefully, very, very carefully training so that the path opens and travel is safe. The items of knowledge that, what's the goal? One sense, the goal is, one can say, the goal is to go back to Godhead. But there's no going back to Godhead without becoming situated in unalloyed devotional service. If there's an alloy, or if it's in the name of devotional service, but it's something else, then it's not, the destination isn't back to Godhead. So in those items of knowledge that Krishna presents, in the purport Prabhupada explains, one is the essence. Mai chananya yogina bhaktir avyavicharini. So it's a nice phrase. Mai cha ananya yogena bhaktir. So ananya bhakti. And then even adding a strong word, avyavicharini. Like a double lock. Nothing else. Exclusive and nothing else. It's like saying it twice. Exclusive devotion to Krishna with nothing else. That's the fruit. It's devotion. When such devotion is there, Krishna is accessed. Krishna reciprocates. He responds to devotion. And as wanted as that goal is, that goal cannot even be fathomed or approached or conceived of without proper shelter. Therefore, in that verse, in the purport, Prabhupada explains that which brings about that Mayi Channa Yogina Bhaktir Avyavicharini is Acharya Upasana. Or in Rupa Goswami's language, Guru Padashraya. And the other, Mayi Channa Yogina, it's his Krishna Ekasharana. The training that you have received is this exclusive, just as Rupa Goswami describes what bhakti is, it's exclusive, as love is exclusive. A chaste wife isn't thinking, oh, there, he might be a nice husband. He might also be a nice husband. Oh, he's a very nice person. He might be a nice husband. Although the person may be very nice, she's not thinking of another husband or a possible other husband. It's however many qualified persons there are, it's faithful and chaste to husband. And from that position, certainly respect and regard for so many other nice Vaishnavas and wives and husbands, but the faith is exclusive, or the shelter is exclusive. What to speak of in relation to the personality of Godhead, who is the source of all nice people and all nice things and all nice qualities. And when that is there, when that indication, that goal or shelter is there, properly guided, then one can traverse the path safely. Now there's something that happens, unfortunately, if one hasn't learned that lesson, and one starts to make a little progress on the path of devotion. And that thing that starts to happen sometimes, or will happen if one hasn't understood the path properly, is that one can become proud. And it take different shapes, whatever that pride might be. And if there's pride in the heart, it destroys everything good. Everything good, say it backwards, becomes destroyed. Therefore, next Prabhupada begins speaking about humility and pridelessness. And humility he describes as not having a wish or an expectation or finding happiness in others giving one honor. Like, oh, you've been trained so nicely. And then, yes, I've been trained so nicely. Other people are down there, they're less fortunate, but I'm up here and I've been trained very nicely. And if something like that enters into the heart, all good things become destroyed. potentially. The way that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes this is in Madhurya Kandambani, in the fourth chapter, he describes one of the anarthas, and one of those, the final anartha is when there's a little success in spiritual life, lava, puja, pratishta, one becomes the enjoyer, or tries to become the enjoyer of that little spiritual success. And thinks, wow, I'm riding the waves of spiritual success. As soon as one thinks like that, it takes away all good things because it's not the path of Shuddha Bhakti. I was appreciating, as I was thinking about this topic, I was appreciating the discussion I had with Bhakti Pat, who was describing taking care of Tulsi. Krishna Smara knows about this one, but it's I'll share it with you. What's the name of that little guy that's killing Tulsi? Say it louder.
Scale.
Kale?
Scale.
Scale. Scale. So, here's the description that I heard. Scale is a little, it's a walker or a creeper. It doesn't fly. It goes do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Boom. And it sends a little something, a little tube or, you know, protrusion into the Tulsi Devi, who is growing very nicely, and then saps all of the nourishment that's going through Tulsi's nice stem. And it doesn't come when Tulsi, he was describing, not when Tulsi's a little baby, but after Tulsi becomes a little stronger, then the scale comes and it has a shell, and it emits this waxy-like thing all around it. So it kind of looks like the stem. But once it hardens, you can't... You know, another insect, a predator insect, can't get in because there's this nice shell in it. And over time, this nice Tulsi Devi, who is the dearmost beloved of Krishna, the bestower of bhakti, dies. And of course, the little scale will also die because his source of nourishment has just been killed. That's like what pride is. A little success. This is a warning. Just carrying on or amplifying the training that you've already received, but don't become proud of, as you're going forward in your spiritual life of Krishna consciousness, humility should be cultivated, and amanitvam, adambitvam, humility and pridelessness. If that precaution is observed, then one can continue growing very nicely. So just as Bhakti Pat is looking after Tulsi Devi, making sure that those that are infected aren't placed by the little babies that are growing, your training has been similarly making sure that you can grow very nicely and not become affected. But then when that mature stage is approached, then there's this service unto others that will become yours. This process of initiation is being accepted by the disciplic succession. It's like, that's awesome. Be accepted by our line of disciplic succession, and you study the lives of our disciplic succession, and that they are accepting you. How? It's an unthinkable fortune. And the maturing fruit of that, the goal, is progressively attained. Because of their favor, one can progress further and further and further. Without their favor, without descending mercy, one cannot progress further and further. So as the immediate connection with disciplic succession that has brought you to the position that you're in today is seated in front of you. And as you progress further and further, that goal, the symptom of effectiveness is that attachment for Krishna will grow. And at the same time, deep affection and affinity for the disciplic succession. And the members of the disciplic succession, and the wonderful, amazing personalities of our disciplic succession, to understand who they are and the appreciation of their particular gifts and their way that they gave those gifts, and growing as part of the wonderful spiritual family of this disciplic succession as one grows and matures in Krishna consciousness. Fabulous personalities in our disciplic succession. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Jagannath Das Goswami, Srinivasa. Learn about their lives and read some of their writings or sing their songs, or Narottam Das Thakur, Baladeva Dibhusan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Just incredible personalities. And they're accepting through this process of initiation. Therefore, Rupa Goswami's term is Guru Padashraya. By that one shelter, ashraya, padashraya, Guru Padashraya, the whole disciplic succession opens, and the mercy of Krishna opens. The descending feature of upliftment, the fullness of it comes your way. It's not that their mercy is only going to those who are initiated, but the fullness is accessed through this taking shelter and being accepted. That's what we're doing today. So it's very, very wonderful. Very, very wonderful. And continue to be very careful, just like in the offenses against the holy name. Another way of describing the same thing is one should be very meticulous and careful in the matter of not making offenses unto the devotees, those who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord, to avoid offenses against the Vaishnava. Vaishnava Parada is a very, very, very serious matter. It's not just something in a book that's to try to teach people to be nice to one another. It's a reality. Vaishnava Parada is a very spiritually serious phenomenon, especially when you see the consequences of it. And the consequences, the manifestation doesn't necessarily start with something, some big explosion. It starts with not being careful, and then becoming accustomed to not being careful, and then the next thing you know, it just grows. So the antidote is its opposite. Always be very careful to serve Vaishnavas in a very humble mood, while doing so being very careful to avoid offense against the devotees of the Lord. That which will carry you further and further on the path as your path has begun, that will help, that which will help to carry you further, is the same thing as what brought you to the position you're in. The proper kind of association and an inquisitive spirit. The message of the scripture is that initiation is necessary for those who are interested in or have an inquiring spirit, jikyasu, shreya uttama. When there's an interest in inquiring about the ultimate benefit, then eva bhigachchet, the formality of initiation, becomes required. Tat vijnanartam sagaram eva bhigachchet. Prabhupada spoke of the stage of bhajana kriya, so adavashradha, tata sadhu sangha, and then bhajana kriya. In the bhajana kriya, it's the very name indicates the activities of devotion, bhajana kriya. And in that stage is the stage where initiation takes place. So the very same things that carried you from just having some faith in some association, that inquisitive spirit and receiving, continue so that you can... Even it may be this, the things that you have heard before. It's not like in Prabhupada's books there's some esoteric message that only certain people get to get another volume that's not published. There's secret teachings. But if you pass, you know, certain thresholds, then you can get some secret teachings. Rather, the secrets are open for everyone, but by spiritual arrangement, they're only accessed by submission. And unto those whose hearts are pure, they enter. And then one has a realization. Oh, that's what he was saying. That's what that message is. So the inquisitive spirit is absolutely essential. That will be a source of, not only a source of growth, but a source of protection. Because Maya doesn't want to let go. And one who's humble, as Srila Prabhupada was very humble, understood we need protection and shelter so that Maya doesn't come and dismantle everything. And inattentiveness can do that. Becoming proud, losing our spirit of humility and inquisitiveness, etc. All those things can just like wash out devotional service. I don't mean to make this a presentation of like fear and intimidation, right? But it's the path is, in Prabhupada's language, is like a razor's edge. Devotional service is something that's very sharp and very effective and must be used with great attention, because that which is very sharp and very effective, if used inattentively, can make a big mess. But once draw blood just by a moment's inattention. And as you progress further and further in devotional service, Krishna will give you more opportunity, more responsibility, and with that more opportunity, more responsibility, a greater impact if there's inattentiveness. I'll just share this personal thing. Last night I woke up at, or this morning I woke up about 2:30 in the morning, and it was like in a dream I was taking my role of GBC chairman. And I was, you know, we were deciding who would take a post of responsibility. And I was sharing with the persons who were assembled there that there are candidates, but some candidates cannot be considered because of some serious spiritual blemish. And not thinking of the audience, I was speaking and someone was shocked. It was like a god brother that they... So, and they were devastated. It was such a devastation that I woke up. And I couldn't, all of those things that I read the other day in my Vyasa Puja homage, when you have, it's true, when you have a post of responsibility, a service of responsibility, you have to be so careful all the time. And I was immediately sorry that I had been not thoughtful about how to speak in such a way that someone would not be hurt. Although it was true, it could have been spoken in a different way perhaps or something, and I just hadn't taken that into consideration, how speaking might affect another person. So I didn't have a full night's rest last night, just over that subtlety in a dream. So what to speak of when we're going along in our devotional service? We have to be, as responsibility grows, as maturity grows, our responsibility, Krishna will give us additional services. We must be very, very careful in not only understanding what a certain circumstance requires, what is needed, but how to do that in such a way persons won't be adversely affected. It's part of maturing in Krishna consciousness. And guidance is a far lot, far better means than trial and error. You know what I mean by trial and error? Like, okay, I've got this thing I'm supposed to do and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I'll just like cross my fingers and hope for the best and go forward. And then, whoops, I just stepped on somebody's life. So that can go on if there isn't. So throughout your career or your life as devotees, stay always very carefully in a guided and sheltered position. Not like, you know, you can't move your right foot after your left foot because you have to ask first. But feel oneself protected and guided by the training that you've received. And if there's some particular item that you feel needs, you're already doing all those things. I'm just adding and amplifying what you're already doing. Continue in that same position. And I was thinking this morning also of a phrase that Prabhupada many times referred to. In fact, so the series of lectures that I'm listening to, the Ajamila pastime, Prabhupada referred to it many times. Child is the father of man. I don't know where that phrase comes from. Something European, I guess. Child is the father of man. That today's child will become tomorrow's father. Like, you know, the little baby Tulsis are tomorrow going to be the Tulsis that are producing the Manjaris that are produce the next Tulsis. And so we want healthy Tulsis, so we'll have healthy Manjaris, so we'll have healthy next generation of Tulsis. In our St. Louis temple, there's a devotee who's been taking care of Tulsi for, I don't know, 40 years. And he's like, you know, in his mid-60s now, he's just like very dedicated. And Tulsi is so resplendent. Like, I've never seen Tulsi like looking like that. And it's taken years and years and years. As with all of you, it's taken years and years. And you're the future of our Hare Krishna movement. You know, ideally, as what, you know, the opposite of this fire yogi are doing today is something that you'll be doing in the future. And you're son will follow, your children will follow that example, whatever the example is that you set, if you train them properly. And then they'll be over here and someone else will be over there. This is This is what it means to be part of disciplic succession, to accept the mantle, that expression goes, or pass the baton. That, you know, the mercy of the disciplic succession is now yours. And how do you want to address yourself to that? Stay very carefully, always in proper guidance and shelter, properly protected by avoiding the offenses against the chanting of the holy name. One by one by one. Stay always in a proper mood of humility and pridelessness, however you make a little more progress and then a little more progress. Pride is always right at your doorstep, ready to clobber you. I've through years of devotional service, I've seen that. And at a certain point, persons yield to that beast called pride, and it destroys everything. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as elevated a pure saintly Vaishnava as he was, his parting remarks to his disciples were very much along these lines. Because being so lofty, so like super elevated, he attracted all types of such people. But such people, the tendency is, I'm very lofty. And pride destroys everything. His wonderful mission largely became dissipated because of that one factor. So let the training that you've been receiving not be dissipated by that same unfortunate thing. Stay very carefully in your guided position. Take the teachings to heart. Assimilate them. Let your lives become examples of those teachings. Represented this way, you represent disciplic succession. That's what it means to be a member of Krishna's family or a member of the disciplic succession. It's a great opportunity, a great honor, and it's also a great responsibility. So please recognize that and go forward in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So there are two first initiates. Give names and deeds. Vishwas? Initiated name is Vaishnava Das.
Hari Om.
Hare Krishna. The name needs no explanation. The servant of the Vaishnavas. So become a Vaishnava by lifelong serving the Vaishnavas. Your vows follow the rules and regulations. Okay. And how many rounds you'll chant every day?
6 times.
Okay. And following behind your husband, you'll accept Srila Prabhupada's teaching lifelong. Yes. Your initiated name is Soumya Dave Dasi.
Hari Om!
Soumya is a very nice name. Soumya means one who is pure and simple. Or sometimes it's used as an address. Oh, gentle one. Sometimes the connotation is also very grave, very deep and pure. Nice name, Soumya Dasi. So, Gyalgyalgyal.